While their number continues to dwindle, some Holocaust-era survivors still call Western New York home. In an effort to preserve their history, the Buffalo News has produced The Survivors, a special insert that will appear in this Sunday's edition. To discuss the work and some of their stories, we were joined at our WBFO studios by photographer Mark Mulville, along with his Buffalo News colleagues, reporters Mark Summer and Gene Warner.
This section was created by Mark Mulville's portraits. He created incredibly powerful images of these 28 people.
I turn to Mark Mulville, photojournalist. What about your approach? How do you go about, on a project like this, trying to capture an image that you think is appropriate?
I just wanted to show them as survivors. There's some pictures of people that you would think that with a project like this that some people wouldn't be smiling. But these people are smilers, and they don't want people to forget. And that's the most important thing. This is probably the biggest project I've ever done at the paper. I've been there for over 20 years.
Right.
And this has been an eye-opening experience.
Mark Summer?
You know, a lot of these stories are stories of resilience, stories of survival, stories of not forgetting the past, but taking that past and forging a strong present and creating a future for their children, bringing Jewish children into the world when they were up against a Nazi regime that wanted to exterminate all Jewish people. So in a sense, there's a bit of triumph over what was attempted against Jews.
And for these survivors, that triumph came from living their lives while carrying memories of horrors witnessed, of horrors inflicted upon loved ones. Gene Warner recounts one such memory that for one survivor appeared on an almost constant basis.
They had guards in each of the four corners of the room with a German shepherd. And when this woman became hysterical, they sicked the dogs on this woman, tearing her clothing. And 70 years later, Vera Koper-Leibovitz could not look at a German Shepherd without thinking of that. And I have to be honest and say, since a couple of weeks ago when I wrote that, every time I see a German Shepherd, I think of her.
There was a woman I spoke with who the Nazis invaded their country. The woman's father took her outside, and they saw the Nazis walking around and pointing to houses, and they're saying the German word for Jew. And he said, "Oh, my God, they're going to slaughter us." 2 weeks later, there's a knock on the door. They come for the father. He waves goodbye to his daughter. She waves back at him. They tell him to grab a shovel. And the next day they learn that he had to dig his own grave, and they shot him into the grave. So these are the kinds of memories that certainly that person but many others live with day after day. They can't expunge those thoughts because they're just so horrific.
For reporter Mark Summer, that is just one of the many stories he and his colleagues collected while interviewing the handful of Holocaust survivors who remain in Western New York. And for each of these journalists, the project left lasting impressions. Again, photographer Mark Mulville.
And there was one particular survivor, Vera Leibovitz, that was failing in health, and she felt that she wanted to be a part of this project. And if I could come sooner to take her picture, and I'll never forget it because I took her picture on my birthday, February 13th, and I think 22 days later she had passed.
Gene?
I was talking to an editor today when we got the first copies of the section, and I said to her, the incredible thing about this as a reporter is if in 10 or 15 years somebody came up with the idea of let's go find our Holocaust survivors, we almost would be unable to do it. So it's this moment in time that really cannot be repeated. Nobody's going to be able to do this 20 years from now. That to me is just incredible.
And one would hope that the lessons that are still to be learned from that period will continue to resonate and also compel people to act. As many survivors say, you know, they want to see a world of peace. They want to see a world where the kinds of ethnic, racial divisions go away.
Buffalo News reporter Mark Summer, who along with fellow reporter Gene Warner and photographer Mark Mulville, joined us earlier this week to discuss The Survivors, a special insert that recounts the stories of the Holocaust survivors who remain connected to Western New York. That insert appears in this Sunday's edition of the Buffalo News. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.